Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, excuse me, dealing with some allergies. So, first off, I want to start by saying that I'm on Facebook and under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Click on the link in the description box to check out the page for free mini readings on the page. I draw cards and post the readings there, as well as, you know, links to Blog Talk and other psychic information. So please go to the description box and click on the link to get to the page. And that page is the best way to contact me on Facebook. Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. A little bit about me. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a child. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again. And I'm so glad to have you all here. Please, when you call in, only ask one question. Please don't ask more than one question. No medical, legal, or psychiatric questions. The show is for entertainment purposes only, and I aim to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. I will likely spend a good 8 to 10 minutes per person, sometimes less depending on what kind of information I'm getting. Sorry, excuse me for clearing my throat. While I am a psychic, I am also a witch who practices folk magic. I am adept at healing hands, which is like Reiki, so I provide spell readings, you know, psychic readings, life coaching, healing hands, and can perform all of this long distance. Let's see. So please call in to the show, or contact me privately, or both. Thank you. And I like to just keep repeating it throughout the show that this show is for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have about 8 callers and 42 minutes left for the show. So I'm going to go to my first caller. Calling from the 610 area code, please. Tell me your name and your question, please. Hello, 610. Do you have a question for me? Okay, I didn't hear anything. I'll come back to you, 610. And 951 area code. Do you have a question for me and your name, please? 951. Okay, I'll try another one. 631, do you have a question and your name, please?
My name is Suzanne, and my question, when do you see me meeting a gentleman, my significant other?
Okay. 1 second. Okay, so I have 3 cards pulled for you right here from the fairy tarot deck that I have. And the first card is the 7 of Water. And this card is talking about that there's a complex decision you have to make. And then I hear, or I see, it says stop procrastinating. So that's just telling you that if you want to meet somebody, that you're really going to have to get out there and mingle with people. And then I got the Chariot and the Archangel Metatron. Oh, I guess this is the angel deck. Sorry about that. So Archangel Metatron And it says, it's talking about an important achievement that you have made, and that you've worked very hard on it with self-discipline and willpower, and that you will get public recognition for it. And I'm thinking I just hear the word project, like a project that you've been working at. And when I get the Seven of Fire, I got the Seven of Fire, and it's saying to defend your beliefs and decisions, stand your ground, choose your battles wisely. So it's just telling me that, like in your past, like romantic relationships, that there's been some arguing and like fighting in the relationship, and it is important to stand your ground, but I think, like it says, choose your battles wisely in relationships, like romantic ones. So I'm not getting a specific date as to when you're going to meet this person right now. I think you will meet somebody in the near future, but I'm not getting a specific person. This is more reflective of working on it, getting out there, meeting people, and that's basically the message I'm getting.
Okay. So I just have to get out there and meet people, or?
Yeah, just get out there and meet people, social events, wherever there's people, and if you see someone or you meet somebody that interests you, just pursue it and be brave and maybe give your phone number, you know.
All right.
So basically that's, I'll put you on hold to listen if you like. Thank you for calling. Basically that's it. And then on the next caller, I go to the 845.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, my name is Maria. I call from New York. How are you?
Hi, Maria. I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You just got a question, please. You see, we're gonna go this year in Italy. Me and my daughter are soon gone.
Oh, if you're going to go to Italy this year with your daughter?
I wanted to go, yes. If you see me, I go now, as soon as I don't know.
Well, I believe it's going to be this year that you are going to go to Italy. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, yes, this year. I'm thinking sometime in the fall, so some like September maybe, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
So that is what I'm seeing. And it looks like you're going to be moving out there as well.
Good. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Shimo.
Okay. Does that answer your question? Do you want me to pull you a few cards?
Yes.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards.
Yes.
Okay. One second.
Yes.
All right. So I have the life experience card, and it is the Archangel Samuel card.
Yes.
So it's just telling me, because it's in reverse, that things have been stagnant and you're wanting them to move forward, but they haven't quite moved forward yet. Like with moving and going to Italy.
Yes.
Then I get the, that was the, then I get the Five of Fire card. And it's in reverse. So, originally it's a card about conflict, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling you that everything's opening up for you and it's going to go the way that you're wanting it to go in life. Like with, like
yeah.
I said, with going to Italy. And then I got the Nine of Fire. And it's also in reverse. So originally it's about protecting, being protective. And, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling me that you kind of open, have yourself open to be vulnerable, which can be great, but you still need to protect yourself against, like, people that don't have the best intentions. So, like, just try, maybe not trust everybody that comes along, you know, and protect your energy. But that is basically what I got for you.
Yes.
Okay.
So I got it. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you. I was to ask for something.
Oops, sorry.
You
hold
up?
On. Yeah, what was that? Hello?
I was to ask for something else if you have nobody. She got a people or a stop. She don't got a nobody. Can you give me another question, please? Please.
Well, actually, I have to move on to the next call. So,
okay,
okay, I thank you for calling. You can listen if you'd like. 843 area code.
Hi, my name's Benita. How are you?
I'm good. What is your question for
my
me today?
My question is, when is my house going to sell?
Your house?
Yeah, I
okay.
put my house on the market, and it's been there, and it's not doing anything. Like it's not moving.
Okay. I'm going to grab my pendulum.
Okay.
I have to get it here. 1 second. Okay, and what you do is you ask yes or no questions. So, for instance, you could ask, is it going to sell this year? Is it going to sell next year? And then you can ask, like, the month or the season.
Okay.
So,
will it sell this
year? Go ahead.
Will my house?
Okay. Will your house sell this month, yes or no? Okay, that's a no for this month. I'll let you ask like three more questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you say that it will not sell this month, I guess? So will it sell next month in July?
Will her house sell in July, yes or no? It's saying yes for July.
Okay.
Yeah, so... It is saying yes for July. And I wanted to tell everybody, the reason why I let her ask a few questions is because it's not as long as a card reading. So that's why I let her ask a few questions. But I can pull a few cards for you if you like, or do you have the answers you're looking for? What would you like?
I would like a card. Maybe sounds nice. Thank you.
Okay. 1 second. just got to shuffle real quick. And I need to shuffle again. Hold on. Okay. Okay. So I pulled. I pulled two cards. And the first card I got was the Star card. And this is Archangel Jophiel, which is a female angel. And it's talking about happy times coming your way and that, and to make positive, optimistic, long-term plans that you're on the right path, so not to worry. And then I got the Six of Water, and it's talking about memories from your history or childhood, issues regarding children. Excuse me. And, romanticizing the past. So I'll pull one more card. And I got the Two of Earth. It's saying that you have too much going on at once and the need to make a decision. Consider a more playful approach, and I would say simplify whatever it is that you're doing as much as you can. So you're not juggling everything at once. I mean, if you're able to do that, that would be helpful.
Yeah. I was living in a different city, and so I was juggling, trying to, I still had kids in another city, and I was in another city, and I was juggling everything back and forth, and now I've got them on their way, and now the house actually is the last piece that I have to sell to be where I can relax and enjoy those happy times.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you're on the right path, though.
Great.
So,
well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you like, or if you don't want to, that's fine. Either way. Okay. So the next call is 515.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, thank you. What is your name and question, please?
Sarah, and I recently moved to the state of Pennsylvania, and I don't know very many people here. My question is, what do you see for me? Living here, or anything that you see for me living here.
Surrounding, socializing?
Socializing, if it's a good move, you know, will I meet people, that kind of thing.
Maybe just focus on one question.
So will it end up being a good move.
Okay. So that would be a good question for the pendulum, for starters. And you said your name is Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. Will Sarah's upcoming move be a good move for her, yes or no? Well, it's saying yes right away. Do you have any other questions for the pendulum?
Will I find, you know, like a social network here?
Will she find a social network where she's moving to? Right away it's saying yes. Okay. You can ask one more question for the pendulum.
Do you see me staying here for at least 5 years?
Will she stay there for 5 years, yes or no? Saying yes, and the energy's pretty strong on that one.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Hand.
Yeah. Would you like a few cards?
Sure.
Okay. 1 second while I shuffle. And please, everybody, let me know if I'm cutting in or out, because I am using a phone to call in the Blog Talk. So I am going to pull 1, 2, 3. Okay, so the first card I got was the 9 of Air in reverse. And originally it's talking about upright, it's talking about expecting the worst. But it's in reverse, so I'm taking that that's the opposite, that you're starting to be more optimistic about things in your future, even though you're a little concerned about how things will go. And then once again, I got the Archangel Jophiel card, and it's talking about the ego. And upright is talking about a false sense of entrapment, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that you have a lot of freedom right now and options, like to move, for
okay.
instance, and that, that's going to be really good for you. And then I got the 3 of Fire in reverse, and it's really a beautiful card with a dragon and a woman sitting by, like, looking at mountains and the water and stuff. It's really beautiful. And it's talking about that you're going to have abundance. Things look, but it was in reverse. So I think that's just reflecting some of your worry and concern. And it's important that you let that go so you can manifest what your heart desires.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Nothing about this move has been smooth or easy. And
yeah.
I'm just worried that it will continue and things won't, you know, just subside or get better. So.
Well, I mean, there will be a few bumps along the road, but it's all a matter of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't see them as big roadblocks, but just like little hiccups.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I needed that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. I have to take a breath. I just, when I go one after the other, sometimes I get like energy build up in my chest and I have to just exhale and take a little breather. Okay, so next. Oh, I want to throw in there once again that this show is for entertainment purposes only. Please know that I aim to provide insight from just a spiritual viewpoint. I can't provide you medical, legal, psychiatric advice or, you know, anything like that. Okay, 323. Area code. Hello, 323.
Hello. My name's Joe. And I got a question for you. Now,
okay.
my girlfriend and I, we've been together for 2 years. Two really, really cool years. And recently, we've both fallen in love with each other. Now, she's been hinting the last 4 to 5 weeks or so, in a subtle way, but I know her, that, you know, she wants to get married. And, well, she's my lady. My question to you is this. If I do think of her as becoming my fiancé, will I do it this year around November? And the important question is, should I do it?
Okay, how about you ask one question at a time? Make sure it's in a yes or no format, and I'll ask with my pendulum.
Okay. Will I ask her to marry me? Will I ask her to marry me in November?
Saying yes to November.
Okay. And the other question is, should I?
Should he?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Yes.
Okay.
You can ask one more question.
No, I'd rather have an elaboration on that, you know, as to why should I? Why will it be? Okay, one more question. How long, since we are getting married, how long will the relationship or the marriage last longer than 10 years?
Okay. It's saying no.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
All
I,
right.
I mean, I that makes me feel bad for you, but no, too, that the pendulum is not as accurate as the, like the cards are. So
mm-hmm.
it's still pretty
okay.
accurate, but
So you read cards
also,
too?
Nothing. Yeah, and I got some cards here. I can pull a few for you if you like.
All right, that'll be fine after that answer. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle the cards.
What I'm mainly interested in, especially since you gave me that particular pendulum, what kind of qualities do you see in her that are good for us that maybe I don't see now, even though I think I know them all, but covering my bases.
Okay. So qualities, we're looking for qualities in her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we get here.
Good or bad qualities, I don't care, because that 10-year, I mean, you're saying the pendulum may not be completely accurate, and I get it, but...
I'd say it's about 95% accurate, but
right.
Yeah, about there.
Okay, but when you get 2 out of 3 that are good, and the last one, you know, is the third one, which seems to be the most important one, and that seems to be 95% bad, yeah, I'm very curious.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I got here. And
mm-hmm.
Initially, okay, the first 2 cards are fire cards. So that's just telling me that she's
okay.
a passionate person and has a lot of fire within her. Passionate, I'm thinking even kind of outspoken. Does that sound like her?
Very subtly passionate, only outspoken cases where she may think, it's not with me, without being outspoken has the negative connotation to it. But she's outspoken when she sees that something wrong is being done, either at work or outside of work. Yeah, she doesn't like injustice.
Okay.
She doesn't like anything related
okay,
to that.
Okay, don't tell me too much because that's going to, like, because then I won't be able to give you
okay.
information if you're telling me everything. But it's good to have confirmation, though. So it's talking about, have you two had some conflict in the recent past?
No, uh-uh. We
okay.
agree to disagree.
Well,
enthusiastically.
It's just talking about a little bumping heads or butting heads together sometimes. I wouldn't say that it's too serious, though. And then I get that was the Five of Fire. And then there are, like, they look like little dragons here. So, and then in the second card, the Nine of Fire, there is also a woman and a dragon. So I'm definitely thinking that she has that fire energy. And then I hear pure of heart. So
that
I heard
is.
That.
Mm-hmm.
She's very protective of what she has created, of who she loves, of what she believes in. And then Page of Earth, which has like a butterfly fairy, a lady sitting on like
okay.
A branch or something.
I like butterflies.
And
I like butterflies.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a butterfly on the card. And saying that she is scholarly, so very smart. She's dependable.
She's intelligent.
Patient,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Patient and
uh-huh.
successful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking
well,
about
her.
A new area of study. So, like, she's a life learner and likes to learn about different things.
Well, she has the same kind
so,
of curiosity I do. Yeah. So, if anything comes her way, she's interested in it. She's a good listener. And
Did that answer your question, or am I missing something?
No, it did. It did.
Okay.
I guess if that's all that the cards can supply, I'd like to say thank you for the reading. It is a reading, right? Is
well, yeah.
there an intuit?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know if intuits give readings or not. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Oh, all right.
Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, well, thank you. Sure.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
I'll put you on. You too. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. Okay, the next caller is the 856 area code. 856.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hi, is this Rose Maria?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What is your question for me?
It could be better. either work-wise, if that's going to change, or if my relationship is going to change for the positive, because he's been... I know he's been thinking about me, and vice versa. If that makes
okay,
sense.
How about one question at a time, and I'll ask the pendulum. So, what is?
Oh, yeah.
Make sure it's a yes or no question. So, what is your first question?
If I'm going to switch jobs and relocate with it to a newer
okay,
job.
It just has to be one question. So are you going to switch, how about, are you going to switch jobs?
Yes.
Okay, is she going to switch jobs, yes or no? Yes, you are. And your next question?
The next question, is it overseas?
Is her job going to be overseas, yes or no? Right away it's saying yes. That's pretty strong yes.
So that means that Sim is going to contact me for it. I'm taking it. This is going to bring me home.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
You can ask one more question with the pendulum.
Is he going to bring me back for that job location?
Is who?
My friend.
Okay, so is her friend going to bring her
bring her to the job, bring you to the job. Saying yes. Yes, for that one.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Would you like a few cards?
Sure, if you can.
Okay. I will draw a few cards. 1 second, I have to shuffle. Okay, drawing 3 cards. 1, 2, 3. I only got 4, actually. Okay. So the first card I got was the renewal card, and it's Archangel Jeremiah. But it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that I'm hearing about old habits and old patterns that you need to release in order to move forward in life. Some fear that you need to release. Then I got the 2 of Earth. And he's talking about you juggling a lot at once. It's time to slow down and do, if you can, maybe 1 or 2 things instead of trying to juggle so much. I get that your mind is very busy too. And meditation could help with that. Then I got the 8 of Earth. It's talking about your work will be rewarded, that you have skill in this area, and you will learn all there is to know about the job. And then it mentions going back to school, but it doesn't necessarily mean, like, college. It could mean just learning, educating yourself about something. And I'm thinking this is, like, pertaining to your new job. And that you're going to get overseas. And then I get the Page of Water. Intuitive says that you're intuitive, sensitive, artistic, and friendly. A new person enters your life. A relationship begins a new phase. Heightened sex abilities. So it's definitely a romance is coming your way. And I'm thinking as soon as you start this job, the doors are really going to open for you, for this new relationship, romantic relationship. And you're, like it says, your psychic abilities will be heightened. So that was your reading today. Well, thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. And I have enough time for one more caller, so I'm going to take the 520 area code.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I tried
your name and question.
I tried to get in before and I couldn't get in. I think it was last week. My name is Lisa, and my question would be, do you see someone that was very close to me passed recently? Do you see any money coming to me?
Is this about what has to do with the person that passed?
I'm sorry? Okay, let me restate the question. Do you see any money coming to me?
Okay, I want to let you know that I'm newer to mediumship, so I'm still a little rusty, but I saw an elderly woman. Does this sound accurate, or was it not a female?
What, I'm sorry, was it a female that passed? Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it was a man. It was a man. And the female, I have a lot of people on the other side, and he had his mother on the other side, so maybe that's his mom that you're saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw an elderly woman step forward, and I'm trying to ask if any money is coming your way. Okay, so I'm trying to decipher what she's trying to say. I saw one of them old antique clocks, the tall ones that have that long ticking bar that swings from side to side.
Yeah.
One second. Okay. I'm just getting that there is no definite yes or no that you're going to get money at this point. And I hear something about, whatever this means, hanging in the balance. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
So I think things are a bit, some upheaval, some indecisiveness on someone's end. I'm not sure who exactly, though. But that's all I got for that. I know that's not a definite answer. I could definitely ask the pendulum. You could ask 3 questions to the pendulum. Yes or no question.
Okay. Well, before the end, we're going into July, so before the end of the year, is it okay to repeat the question that I asked or no?
Yes, it is.
Okay, before the end of the year, I know about any money coming to me.
Saying yes. Okay. Another question?
And, yeah. I have an appointment with a professional individual in August. Will I be pleased with the outcome of that appointment?
It's saying no. That you won't be pleased with it. I hate to cut you off on that note, but the show is ending. So I want to thank everybody for calling. And remember, go to the description box if you want to get a hold of me and get a reading, let me know. In the description box, there's a link to my Facebook, just my page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. You can contact me there. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling. Good night, and blessed be.